This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Rhys Sanders on FUBAR Radio. Serious.
All right, how was the sound? Use your psychic attack.
It sounds like knife.
I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing.
I'm a rock star like Sting and Slash. Now Peng Ting's on a cool man back. I'm a rock star like Jeff or Matt. Call my young thug, watch man get slapped. Way better, no CEO on the track. Curry in the ends, that's right, he's back. Can't push me, cause you get pushed back. Easter egg, the black am go crack. Catch man, in traff, don't lack. T in white and Raph in black. Pantomime, man, I get cracked. I'm from West, so that's tracksuit's black. MTP or Zone 10, that's gang. Pop the fence and then boy, they're rank. Can't stand the heat, then don't touch that pan. Free up S, cause he lives in Cannes. Still caught with him, old like Denzel. Been to Washington, box on Renzo. Fit your box in him. Used to have cotton socks to rock to them. Now the world is different. Same old Tracy, but my girl is different. Didn't rate me till I made her listen. She was boring till I made her glisten.
I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing. I got hooks, but I don't go fishing. Alakazam, I'll make man go missing. I was doing trips, you were at home kissing. Now I got Henny coming out when I'm f***ing.
I'm blessed, ask about me, research. Hear good things, but no, they won't be around no more if they cuss bad words. It's all round street till you get burst. And if you doubt me, jump feet first. People around me will tell you JME's mentality is one with the earth. One life, you don't wanna lose it, no. Once I hit him with a stupid flow, man don't care already, you should know. Fam, don't let me dig a 2-foot hole. It's not that deep, it's not rocket science. I'm here just trying to have a good time. Hurt one of mine? Oh, that man's at the door next day like Amazon Prime. Free delivery. I'll murder the beat till you're sick of me. Straight bars, no need for the trickery. Man will smoke that beef like hickory. Yo, AJ, pass the auxiliary. And an iPhone adapter. Give man chills like the Fear Factor. AJDC, worldwide music. It's a new chapter.
Have the game in a headlock. If I see the guy that killed my brother, believe he'll die. Shit, I might beat him on a couch, get my hair cocked. Hedgehog when I get away, when I'm looking for a prey, better pray like a nun with a cup full of rum. When the rum is red, so the nug instead. Call it Bill and Ted when you meet death. Reaper to Grim, wake up with me, send a Reaper to him. Pull out this disc on the brick and take it, so they tell me that I look like a beaver to him. Under my brim, abandoned and so black. Probably black as my egg facts. Switch up the style and relax, tax. I like a look at the map, wax, black, tack, tack. Hit him in the back, now that's that. Snack to the face, that's Snapchat. Now you a bitch like cat sex, damn. I don't talk no ish, cause I got too much honor. Many million might go bang, and it's piercing armor.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Yo, yo, yo. Serious.
It's FUBAR Radio. We just kicked off the show with Alakazam by AJ Tracy featuring JME and Denzel Curry. Or is it Denzel Curry, do you reckon?
I say
reckon
Denzel, like Washington.
Yeah.
But you know Denzel Washington isn't pronounced that. His mum named him that. His dad is actually Denzel Senior, but his dad's name is Denzel. But his mum started calling him Denzel to give it a bit more pizzazz.
Oh, there was also, actually in Only Fools and Horses, there was Denzel.
Yeah.
Was there? Oh, yeah, of course.
Denzel, was it? It was Denzel.
Denzel, yeah. Denzel's the, I think, the correct pronunciation, okay. But Denzel, like I said, gives it that panache.
Mm. Well, I'm actually Renzel.
You are Renzel, yeah. Of course.
And that isn't Renzel.
Exactly. It wouldn't Renzel. Work. Renzel, yeah. Sounds a bit, I wouldn't trust you in my yard if your name was Renzel.
Yeah, no, it does seem a bit suspect, that
it
name.
Does seem, yeah. Very
suspect.
You have
an I as well, Renzel, it sounds like. Renzel.
And then when it's Renzel, it sounds like a chemical.
Yeah, I can say Renzel sounds like something you clean your drains out with.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's like trade standard as well. You can't buy it in normal shops, you know the ones.
Yeah, it's going to be bulk buy it as well for industry.
You can only get it at Travis Perkins or something. Oh, no.
I don't even know where that is.
No. Oh, you've never had
that's
Travis Perkins?
That's far too industry for me.
It's a builder's merchant.
Of course. I'm always hanging around those, so I don't know any builder's merchants.
Look at these hands.
True. Mine are only calloused because of gym.
Why do you know Travis Perkins?
This is the funniest thing. So Travis Perkins is a builder's merchant. They sell anything that you would possibly need for the build, from sandpaper to actual building materials, you know, wood beams and shit like
Sounds
that,
like
right?
a SoundCloud rapper, to be fair.
Travis Perkins, yeah. It does, doesn't it? No, but they are very serious builder's merchants. And I went on a school trip to a Travis Perkins outlet one time.
What?
Yeah, I genuinely went on a school trip to a Travis Perkins
Why?
Outlet. I don't think there was any. Nowhere else was open.
To be fair, my school once went on a trip to the sewage plant at Stoke Bardolf.
Really? I used to hear a lot about the sewage plant. I heard that, like, seriously.
Everyone was talking about it.
No, on a real, I used to hear that around sewage plants, for some reason, a lot of exotic fruits grow or something like that because of something to do with them, the seeds being passed in what is effectively compost, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And apparently, something like that around sewage plants, exotic fruits do grow.
It does. There's a sewage plant. I used to get to the train every day through to Surbiton, and it goes to a place called Berrylands. Sounds like it would be nice. Maybe it has exotic berries growing there, but it stinks of poo because there's a sewage plant there. And when it's summer, with the train windows open, you're like, oh.
And it's probably berries in like
beneath the surface.
Oh, really?
Like fruit berries.
Damn.
Stinky berries when you go through there. I was thinking, if you lived there, do you just become acclimatized to it so you don't smell it anymore?
That's true. Can't polish a turd. Can't call a shitty place Berryland.
But you can roll it in glitter, though. That's
you can.
The same, isn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I saw an article today that on Lad Bible that people
must be real then.
Yeah, true. But no, there was actually a photo of a guy doing it. They said people are blending their own turds to make milkshakes. What? I didn't even click on the link. I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to know. There's nothing in the article. There's nothing that you can tell me in the article that's going to explain it to me that I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I get it now.
That
makes sense.
That milkshake will not bring the boys to the yard, will it? That's for sure.
I mean, if it does make sense to you,
no.
Then get in touch, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Email us about your turd blending experiences.
Yeah. And if by boys you mean environmental health, then yeah, probably does bring the boys to the yard. Yeah.
And if by email us your turd blending experiences, I meant definitely don't email us
don't
your
do
turd
it.
Blending experiences. But if you do want to email, you can do hump@foobarradio.com.
Tweet to us.
Yeah, @foobarradio.
Yeah, that's enough of that. What's everyone been up to this week?
We held the FA Cup last week.
What? Oh, my God.
Did you?
Yeah.
How? Tell me everything. How come?
So a good friend of ours, Rebecca Judd,
yes,
who is on another station, in the far reaches of West London, mm-hmm, far, far west. So west, it's nearly east, in fact.
you come back on yourself, it's that far west.
Circumnavigate the fucking globe. she invited us down to talk football and music. And she's recently become an FA ambassador of sorts, which meant that she had two burly guys, bring the actual real FA Cup to her radio station. We got to touch it. It was really kind of, there's so much security around, and you can understand why. You know, it literally is the best cup in the world. The FA Cup that as a tournament is the best tournament in the world.
I feel like if I wanted it, though, I could have took them blokes.
They would not catch me.
They had zero pace.
They would not catch me. I'd have been on the bus before they'd left the fucking forecourt of the radio station.
So it's not heavy, then, the cup?
No. It's heavy, but they were heavy, too.
Right,
but
okay.
The cup wasn't as heavy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's true. It's silver.
Because
silver's not that dense.
I know, but do you know normally when you see them lift it, is that like, you know, they have to like push it up a bit?
Yeah.
Always led me to believe it was a lot heavier than it was.
I think they dramatize it, don't they? Yeah.
I just think that I'm stronger than everyone. I think that's probably the issue there.
The two guys were interesting. Like, guys, they gave us a lot of insight into the trade around maintaining the FA Cup, because obviously it's pure silver and it's handcrafted. So that means that all of the maintenance is artisan as well. There is a place in Essex where maybe about four guys work, and these are the guys that are entrusted with the maintenance of the FA Cup.
Because there's one cup, yeah, that gets passed around every year.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't there? I think there's two guys who work there,
Right.
One, there's two people in the world, I think, who can do the Steelsmith. There's a place in Essex where one guy works, and there's another guy there. He's 57. He's been doing his job for 30 years, and he's still the apprentice.
He's been doing his job for 38 years.
38 years, and he's still the apprentice.
His job's older than us.
Wow.
And he's still the T-boy.
How can that be? Why has he not been promoted?
Because the job
because there's
is
nowhere to promote him.
Yeah.
He can only get promoted when the other guy dies, probably.
Well, he shouldn't make him any tea then. I wouldn't drink any tea that he
Well, he should make him tea and then, speed things along. No, I'm joking. I don't condone
murder.
Poisoning. I don't condemn murder. Of course I do.
Condone. I just
think. I also... What else did we do? I'm sure we did something else. Maybe we didn't.
No, we've had quite boring lives. Well, you had a quite interesting night last night.
Yeah, I went on telly.
Hey, you were on the telly.
Evan Davis, wasn't it, that interviewed you?
Yeah, I was trying to pitch to the Dragons, and apparently that wasn't the show. I don't know. when did you get that promotion? That's a big promotion.
Yes,
from, from living in the dungeon, the Dragon's basement.
I know.
From being the Dragon's butler, basically. Yeah. From being the guy that introduces the Dragons to
everyone.
I think
he was doing Newsnight before he did Dragon's Den. He's been doing Newsnight for a while.
Really? It must have been for extra money, isn't it? You know, Newsnight weren't paying him that much. So he was like, I'm going to get a little second job, a little Saturday job on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know what? Newsnight probably don't pay him that much. I went in the BBC green room. I was expecting fountains, crystal, everything.
Mm. Nothing? No snacks?
Two beers.
Yes, because they're paying him all the money. They can't afford your beers.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what
true.
I mean?
All the men, sadly not the women.
Exactly. That's what operative word being him.
Mm.
Everyone was really friendly, though, there at the Beeb, as you call it.
Yeah, the BBC is a very friendly atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very friendly. We just discussed... sexual harassment in the fashion industry, which we talked about last week when I was nervous about doing it.
Mm-hmm. Came out the other side though, my brother.
Yeah, damn straight.
Proud of you.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I saw the clip last night on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
You looked like all grown up.
You look like a consummate professional, man. You were chilled, laid back, in a tracksuit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to wear my Alessi track top. I'm from the Midlands. Of course I'm going to wear a fucking track top zipped up to the top. You get me?
Damn straight.
Why wouldn't I?
And the thing is, I got loads of texts and messages after saying, where did your accent go?
Really?
Do
people think you sold out?
Yeah. Oh. I've let the ends down. They came out in force in the DMs.
Yeah.
Where's your accent, bro?
Wow. Fair play. That's all they got from that interview. The video about sexual harassment in the thing, and then the first DM, he said, where's your accent gone, bro?
The first message I got just said, how much did Elise pay you to wear that top?
Wow. Jesus.
And another one, there was some like, that's it. This guy was actually good looking a couple of years ago.
Jesus. Jesus.
To be fair though, I've got to respect how quick the internet is.
It is, yeah. Do you know what? Like, responses are my favourite things. I've been sucked into the whole response comments game as well. Do you know what I mean? I love it. I think an intelligent comment, a funny comment, it makes the story even funnier sometimes.
I think the thing is, I used to get a lot more comments than I do now on like modelling work and stuff. And I always used to look through the negative comments to just find the funniest ones.
Yeah.
Because I'd never take them to heart.
Yeah.
But you know, every now and again, you'll just get one that's well personal. You're like, oh my, you son of a
It's so true.
Yeah.
Speaking of selling out, this isn't something that I got up to this week, but it was something that I was made aware of or asked to be involved in this week. So I got an email saying, I kind of feel bad reading this out because it's from my casting agent and it's nothing to do with my casting agent at all. Obviously, this advert wasn't my casting agent's idea. But I was dismayed. In fact, no, do you know what? At first, I was laughing when I read it. But then when I got to the end, I was like, wow, they really think that I'm going to get involved in this shit, really? Okay, so I get this email today from my casting. I'm not going to mention who my casting agents are, but if you're listening, hello. So I get this email. Hi, guys. Please read all the details and confirm with me ASAP that you're available for the casting and shoot days. And then it's got, you know, where it is and when it is and all the people that are going to the casting. And then it says wardrobe, right? And this is what the wardrobe's going to be. Think Compton rap scene, right? So obviously, automatically, I've seen a few films set in Compton. I'm thinking Eazy-E. I'm thinking perms. I'm thinking baseball caps, black glasses, you know, either a baseball jersey or a white t-shirt, and, you know, Dickies, you know, khakis,
maybe a pair of Cortez,
pair of Converse. That for me is Compton rap scene. I don't think the Compton rap scene's really changed that much since the 80s, to be fair.
No.
Because apart from Kendrick Lamar and what's the other one? Who's the other rapper from Compton that always dresses in red? Where's red? He's a blood, I think. Tattoos everywhere. Can't remember his name.
No.
But there are only two prominent rappers right now that I know of from Compton. So when I think of the Compton rap scene and the wardrobe, I think of the aforementioned style, right? And then it talks about the fee, which is in the region of £8,000. I'm thinking, that's, you know, that's really fucking good money, right? So then I read what's going to happen in that advert. And this is what's going to happen in the advert.
You got to answer it now, pal.
You have to answer it.
Oh, dear.
Who is it?
Oh, no caller.
Oh, it really doesn't as well.
But they just called this phone as well.
Okay.
Well, they really want to get hold of you.
Yeah, I know.
You got away with it. For now.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the brief, yeah? And remember, think Compton rap scene. Mm-hmm. Think of those clothes that I've just mentioned. You can expect a rap battle. We will want a mixture of you freestyling and scripted dialogue. Accents should be American. Think in the EDM rap. Think in the style of EDM rap, right? In brackets, mumble rap. Those two aren't the same thing.
Okay.
Nor are either of those two things Compton.
No.
You wouldn't be dressed like a Compton rapper if you did
mumble rap or EDM rap.
Right. It should sound like a track by Young Thug, Future, Playboi Carti, or Lil Uzi Vert. I was like, I am not getting involved in this fucking bullshit.
You got a lot to do there. You got a freestyle, learn a script, and put an American accent on.
While doing mumble rap, dressed as a Compton rapper. And that's too much. That's a lot. This is a caricature. Sure, I'm not getting involved. I don't want to end up like.
It's a comedy sketch.
It seems like it's just taking the piss. It's just for me. It's a big piss taken. And in all honesty, even if they had honest intentions in mind, I'm a serious MC. I'm actually quite serious. I take rapping quite seriously.
Mm.
So if I was seen in this, that would be the ultimate for me example of selling out just for the money, doing that fuckery. Do you know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that out there that I won't be making £8,000 from a certain confectionery company to do their advert mumble rapping while dressed as a Compton rapper to EDM.
I can't wait to see that advert, though. I've seen
the other names.
Okay.
I've seen the other names who are going to the casting, and one of them is a rapper. So I'd be very, very interested to see if I see that guy's face in this fucking advert. Just saying.
I'm excited to see it. Okay.
So that's what I've been up to this week, apart from touching the FA Cup. How about you, Nat?
I got some holy water thrown on me on the tube.
Were you that bad?
Were you eating some food?
You didn't melt, so that's a good
burn.
Sign.
That's I a very thought good I would sign. Burn, actually. But no, there was
she didn't melt, but she also tried to see her reflection in the mirror to see how wet she was.
Happened.
She couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It was just a woman who just was walking up and down the tube. I don't know if it was actually holy water, but she was doing the like power of Christ compels you thing. Whatever.
Wow.
That's not what that's called. That's from The Exorcist. What's the cross thing called? Just the cross, isn't it?
Sign of the cross?
Yeah, that's the one. She was doing that over some people. And we all were okay, but it was nice to have a little
yeah, man. It gets quite hot on the tube.
It was nice
get
to be
blessed, get cool.
If any crazy people throw water at me on the tube, I'm not riding that one out. That might not be water.
Oh, my God. Well, it didn't smell like anything.
People are putting turds in blenders.
Yeah.
So wouldn't put it past the people to be throwing piss on the tube.
Well, as we have you mentioned the word turd, it sort of relates to the sort of theme of today's show, because where do turds come from?
Come from the
bottom.
White House at the moment.
Yeah. Or more specifically, bums.
But more specifically, yes.
It is National Sticky Bun Day, but for this purpose of this show, buns also relate to bottoms.
So your bum cheeks have got to be sticky.
Might as well be National Bum Day. Can you say you're good at reading out difficult words?
Okay.
What is National Sticky Bun Day known as?
Schnecken.
Yep.
Meaning snail.
The sticky bun is rolled into a sweet spiral that resembles its German name. It's still considered to be a Pennsylvanian specialty. It's believed the sticky bun's origin in the United States began in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. It's often served as a dessert or breakfast.
Lovely. So that's the sticky bun, but we also have a guest coming on because, Reese, last week you did a lot of chat, and the reason why we've gone full bum this week is because you mentioned anal sex a lot on the show.
It wasn't
last week.
Just me. The word anal kept popping up a lot, and I was like, well...
We followed your conversation.
I was talking about it in the sense of being pedantic.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out.
And now I just heard it that much that I thought, you know, like when you hear something that much and then it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I just fell into some arse one day.
Yeah, I was either going to be bummed or bum someone. I didn't know what
well,
was going
on. That's good, because we have a lady on the phone at 5 o'clock, Rebecca Duncan, who is the great British sexpert and author of 101 Sex Tips, who talks you all through the ways of the anal.
Oh, okay. She's the author of 101 Sex Tips.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I was wondering what that name was.
Right.
I wonder if she'll sign my copy.
Well, you can ask her.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be speaking to her, like Natalie said, at 5.
Sure.
On the phone, right?
She's on the phone, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's too hot to get her in the studio. So why don't we go to a little tune and then we'll come back and have a chat.
Working hard shifts, need to relax, need some good times with you. I wanna boogie, don't you? Life's full of dangers, natural disasters. This life ain't all good, but can we have fun in this house tonight? I could go on and on. Can see you stressed out, trying to figure it out. All I wanna do is boogie with you. Lies full of dangers, led you disasters. This life ain't all good, but can we have fun in this house tonight? I could go on.
By Ezekiel, falsetto king right now.
Amazing.
Falsetto champion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just saying to Natalie that I can do falsetto sometimes, but not on all letters.
What letters?
Ooh's really easy. Exactly.
Okay. What's for?
Falsetto is just the high pitch, your head voice, they call it.
Like he just did then. Mariah does a lot.
She goes into whistle
Why don't we just say high pitch?
because falsetto is the technical term. Mm. Let the Italians have, you know what I mean? They named the they were kind enough to name the word for
do
us.
Do you call everything by its technical term?
I try to.
Because if not, you should start now. I never want to hear you use any slang. I never want to hear you use any
No, but there's a difference
word.
Between slang and technical terms. You could use slang, but still...
Everything from your mouth now needs to be the correct scientific or technical terms.
Animals, Latin names, you know.
Latin names.
You can't say that you go for the bones. You've got to refer to them instead of just, you know, the femur.
I've really hurt my capula.
I don't think it's going to catch on, Reese.
Yeah. I think it will. I'm going to try.
Okay, we'll try from now.
Okay. No, I'm not going to. I don't think I can maintain it. I'll try as much as possible.
Okay.
All right. Call me out if you feel I'm not using technical terms.
I will do.
For things. Let's talk in the meantime about the
bum
wedding
news.
Photographer. Yeah, more bum news.
All bum news today.
A wedding photographer took more pictures of bums, boobs and bridesmaids than the groom. A wedding photographer has been outed by a newlywed couple who took him to court over photos of their big day. Steph and Paul Unwin were horrified to find they had 96 pictures of their bridesmaids, including close-up shots of cleavage and bums, and only 11 of the actual groom. More than a third were out of focus, and her in-laws weren't even featured. David Kilcourse refunded the couple for the photos after they sued him, but Steph fears he may still be working after learning other brides have complained about his work. I like the fact that we're so green we print on both sides.
Yeah.
He caused so much heartache. We have so many moments missing from our big day, she said. I'll do anything to stop him doing this to anyone else. When we got some of the pictures, I said to him, is this all of them? Because I'm really disappointed. He turned around and said he took... why wasn't he facing you?
I think there's a clue there. He might not be a good photographer. There's some clues.
It's the right way. How many have you taken? What?
Like, hey, the wedding's over here.
My man was doing behind-the-scenes photography at a wedding. When we got some of the pictures, I said, yeah, so he turned around and said he took thousands of pictures. When we received them, he'd taken 1,636 images and 559 out of focus. He called them misfires.
Misfires. How many? That's misfires. Over half or half of his photos are misfires.
Who takes that? Do wedding photographers really take that many photos generally?
Because
who, you know, when like you see, you go to see the photographer and you go through the photos, who has time to be bothered to go through
1,636 photos?
Girl,
I ain't got time for that.
No.
Steph says she had no photographs of her in-laws from the big day and only one of her own parents. Maybe they were vampires and they just don't show up.
Or maybe she's got butter's parents. I'm doing you a favour. I'll give you your money back and cut your parents out.
But the photographer somehow managed to get almost 100 pictures of her two bridesmaids. He took pictures of one of my bridesmaids' breasts, some of her bum. There were more pictures of just the bridesmaids than anything else. I'm sure he was doing that on purpose, she said. I know that photography is interpreted differently by different people. Sometimes, you know, there's no grey area.
Well, sometimes
wedding photography.
In focus is generally quite good. And also facing the bride and groom is generally a good wedding.
Of important things.
Yeah.
Guests is probably the top of the list when you're gonna kind of take photos. Newlyweds and guests. But the photographer somehow... Oh, sorry, where was I? I know the photography is interpreted differently by different people, but when he takes three pictures of someone's bum, that's not an accident. Stefan Paul from Cheshire hired Kilcourse to work at their wedding and bought a package which included the full day and all its various stages, including the bride getting ready, ceremony, meal and nighttime. And that explains the 1,636 photos.
You've got to go throughout the day.
Mm. It also contained a photo book, two prints, edited images and a CD. But there's a red flag there. Not even a USB. A CD.
Floppy disk.
He just spelt CD wrong. It was actually S-E-E-D-Y. But Steph says the photographer didn't turn up until everyone was already ready and much of the promised package was missing. Steph said, we received no photo album. He just sent the pictures via disc after I complained. He claimed the pictures he'd sent us were edited, but they weren't. My husband wore a grey suit, but on the pictures it looked blue.
He photoshopped them. There's not even any pictures. He's just taking
that's
them.
How heavy. She said they weren't even edited. He's like, I'll put that bastard in another coloured suit. She's shit. Coming from George. I'll put him in a Dolce and Gabbana right here and you're complaining.
so where was I? A lot of the pictures were angled.
so it wouldn't look right in the photo frame.
What does that mean?
So
how would they be
like the
sloping?
And they would have been across it. Like.
That's fucked. The pictures he showed us before we booked him were really nice. Thankfully, we had a videographer.
They probably weren't his photos. They weren't his photos. Show someone else's photos.
Well, like, Annie Leibovitz's his photos. The newlyweds successfully took Kill Course to court in September and won £601.
So they got sexually harassed by a photographer who took inappropriate photos of bridesmaids, and all he got was a £601 fine.
Why 601? As well, why not 600?
Must be legal fees as well.
The £1, yeah.
Or like something that made it.
I bet the victim surcharge was. It's always like something in £1.
A weird kind of number.
Yeah.
So the newlyweds successfully took Kilcourse to court in September and won £601 after he failed to turn up to the case. Dave Kilcourse denied the claims and maintained Steph and Paul's wedding pictures were ruined by bad weather.
Why is he bringing... We've not heard about the bad weather before.
Yeah,
he's now bringing anything in.
I'm just really stupid in bad weather.
It was really windy.
Or any weather. It was really sunny that day. It was really sunny. I couldn't take a good photo.
Dave said, the company has folded since then.
Company...
As far as I'm concerned, it's all done and dusted. As a company, we did over 1,000 weddings, and we only had, probably in all that time, 10 complaints of that severity.
That's a lot!
Severity. So 10 times been taken to court. 10 times your company got taken to court.
It's a matter of opinion that we didn't fulfil the package. Steph said that we didn't take any outside shots of the wedding when it was pouring it down all day. That's a good point.
I suppose you don't. Unless she said, I want some photos in the rain.
That's
true. I need it. It's my wedding.
Yeah,
she might have said
that. That's true. Mm. According to my terms and conditions, we say that we can't control the weather.
Does that need to go in the terms and conditions?
I'm sure that's actually just an Outkast song. I'm sure that's what Andre 3000... His contract is basically Miss Jackson by Outkast.
At the bottom where you have to sign it just says, I am for real, si.
And remember, you can plan a pretty picnic, I mean wedding, but you can't predict the weather. According to my terms and conditions, we say that we can't control the weather. They said I'd taken inappropriate pictures, which was disproved. I got so much hassle through weddings that I just stopped doing it. The reason I didn't turn up to court was that it was in Nottingham.
Yeah, I wouldn't have bothered either, mate. You know, it's not really a day out, is it?
And it would have cost me a fortune. Fair play to Steph and her husband.
Well, maybe he's just gone on to do funerals now. He's like, I can't do weddings anymore. I'm going to do bar mitzvahs and funeral other sort of pictures.
Yeah, true.
I just think that he was trying to do him a favour, you know. Yeah. Cut the groom out. It's never going to last anyway, statistically. That'll be over soon.
That's true, yeah. When they break up, he's true. Well, she's going to save time.
What he did is he took twice as many photos, but like in half, so you can put them together and it looks like one photo, but then when you split up, you can just...
That's why they do fit in a photo frame, but a photo frame for one person, yeah. Not for two. He was right.
Yeah, no, I think he deserved to get to have to pay compensation. Mm. So fair play to Steph and her husband, pictured.
Well, photography is quite hard though, isn't it? I mean, I'm not the best at taking photos. Mine generally come out quite blurry. Well, especially on like my
Who's the worst photographer you know? When you give your friends a photo, who's the one friend or who are the friends that you would never, even if there was a person that if you didn't get this photo with that person, you would like literally...
Oh, I know one. I've got a friend, and she, not only is she really bad at taking photos, you can be blinking over, but she doesn't tell you, suddenly, bam, they're on Facebook, or they're on social media, and suddenly you get a notification, like, why have you put this on here? It looks horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't tag me in it either.
I hate them bastards that you get. Yeah. You take a photo and they go... they've took one photo, one solitary photo, and you're not ready, and they've and it blew out. Where the fuck were you raised?
Right, because you can never take one photo ever of the scene where you're taking photo or the person. You need a couple to go like, right. I mean, no, it's never going to be the first one.
I'd take the photo like it's me in the photo.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm like, actually, it might look better here. I'm doing
this
like five angles. Do you know what I mean? I've got flash on one phone, other phone on people's shoulders. Getting the full work.
Trust me. Reese is lying on his back on the floor. He's bringing out tripods.
He's got some makeup dusting and to have it shine on your face.
I've got one of them little camera trolleys that will just roll past.
Let's pan now. Look off wistfully into the distance.
I did 360s, CPO. I'm putting filters on it. I'm a good photographer.
It's all of that.
Well, you're quite good at taking selfies. I'm really bad at that because I can't, for some reason, I can't hold a phone in my hand and take a photo.
Right, cool.
I can't do it.
When have you ever seen me take a selfie?
No, actually, not you then, Michael. Do you not take selfies?
I took one selfie today, and that was probably my first selfie in ages.
what happens to me today. But what is the art though? Because a lot of people, I mean, actually, it's actually quite annoying if you look at someone's Instagram page or whatever, and it's just self, and not even like
they're funny. I actually find those pages really funny. I don't know why.
If it's a
I just laugh when I see them
with like something nice in the background, like, oh, I'm by the Taj Mahal, selfie.
Yeah.
Just your face.
Just you
morning,
in your bedroom.
And like, you're like, no.
Do you know what pisses me off when someone's like, really enjoying Jamaica? Why is there fur in your bathroom then? You know what I mean? That's like,
yeah,
like I call really enjoying India, me and my lounge. You know what I mean? My Jammer did it the other day. Don't get me wrong, I really like Maya Jammer. I think she's a great presenter. I think she's a very talented person. Mm. But she uploaded a photo and it's just like travelling the world and it's her in front of a curtain. Are you though? Like, I know you are, but you could be lying.
Yeah, because it's Maya Jammer, she gets away with it because at the end of the day, we know that she definitely will be travelling the world. You know what I mean?
Well, you can do
but
that.
But yeah, some, you get those like Instagram accounts and it's just like, or no, the ones I hate are like, you know, really sexy selfie and then like a quote from like the Dalai Lama.
Or it'd be like, "What? Tell me what you really want. I really want you to stop posting fucking stupid photos."
No, the recent trend is tell me something I don't know.
Oh yeah, people thought Pogba plays better up front.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but Reece, now you've got your green screen, you can absolutely be doing that from all around the world. Just a little selfie with
true.
You from anywhere
you could
you
be
like.
In Tiananmen Square, you could be in Red Square. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally the next minute. You know?
I didn't, my issue is I've come up with so many good ideas of things to do with this green screen, but I feel like I already outplayed it.
What do you mean? You've hit your peak?
No, like, I feel like it's already been rinsed. Because I put up the photo rescuing a cat.
Yeah.
And then I put up a photo like 3 times, but Instagram kept taking it down.
Right.
So, and now I feel like, because I've uploaded so many photos with it, I've kind of...
Nah, man, the world's your oyster.
Yeah, you can't...
That's just like the film industry going out. I think we've used the green screen.
The film industry has outplayed itself.
Do you think so?
Most of the films now are just shit remakes of films that have already happened years ago.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, cool, let's do another 20 Star Wars. The first one's banged, we'll just milk it.
Yeah, new ways to use the green screen. It's all about the green screen. Ain't even about the film anymore. It's just, how can we use this green screen? What can we put on that background?
Pretty much.
But can we get on there?
I've been looking to invest in another green screen. I want more green screenery.
Why? Why do you want your whole bedroom to be a green screen?
Oh my God, now what a great idea!
That's a good point.
I didn't, but now I do.
360 degree green screen.
Oh my God. I've got, but now the other problem is I've just got hundreds and hundreds of photos of cats on a green screen with nothing in the background. Yeah.
You can watch an epic film and you'll be inspired.
I'm lonely, I'll tell you that for free.
Green screen. I wish I had a green screen, to be fair. Mm. I'd fool my mum. I think I'd use it to fool my mum a lot. Tell her I was in certain places because she'd believe it, because my mum is the type of woman that sends me the... She's the type of mum, should I say, that sends those chain messages. The chain letters. The WhatsApp chain letters. You know?
This girl
died because she
ate... She didn't pass this on.
Or no, you get weird ones like... Don't eat cheese from Sainsbury's. This girl turned into like a raw cabbage because her skin turned into raw cabbage.
That did happen.
Send this on to 10 people and please be vigilant. What do you mean be vigilant?
See, my mum's the opposite. Like, it will be something that definitely happened. And they'll be like, video footage. She'll be like, no, it's not real. I'm like, Joe, it's happening now.
Because she knows you've got a green screen. That's why.
She don't trust it. You could maybe like, you wake up one day, you got to be somewhere. You're like, you know what? I'm tired. You know, like, I don't want to go to this place. Green screen yourself, like in a doctor's surgery or something, and you're looking a bit peaky.
That's what I'm saying.
Get out of everything.
Use it to your advantage, bro.
Use
it for everyday get outs rather than being epic.
I've just been using it to send creative and artistic nudes to people.
Okay. So for good use.
Yeah.
You could green screen yourself going to visit a sick relative in a hospital that doesn't even exist, but to get out of something. Well, I don't know why I'm thinking I need it to get out of things.
Yeah,
why
are all yours so sadistic? Like, oh yeah, the hospital, dead relatives, dead.
You could be like sitting by Abraham Lincoln's bed after he got shot, basically. Yeah, my granddad's in a bit of a bad way right now, you know what I mean?
I've got the same shaped head as Abraham Lincoln.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you actually, if you had a beard, you could look a bit like old Abe. I mean, that's his nickname. I'm just going to give him that.
Yeah, I'm going to go have a look in the mirror after the show and...
Good person to look like.
Yeah.
Shout out Abe.
I'd like to pull up a photo of you and Abe Lincoln together.
We don't look anything alike.
I think you've got a similar bone structure, I think.
And we've both got that, like, curled out chin. Oh,
yes.
At the end.
Yes, exactly.
That
yes. Reece could be Abe.
Oh,
Abe,
I do look more like him than I thought. But I've got more here. But then he has about 50 years on me there, so...
Yeah, and he's dead, so he's probably got no hair right now.
Have you looked into your family history? Maybe he's going to, who do you think you are?
All Abraham's Lincoln's descendants are actually, there's no one left.
Oh.
I can actually confirm that. There's actually except no one left from Abraham
one.
Lincoln's
did your
bloodline.
Mum tell you that? Or is
no, this is funny because you know me, I'm a big like kind
Abe
of
Lincoln
nerd
fan.
I am a big Abe Lincoln
huge
fan.
Huge diehard Abe Lincoln fan.
Yeah. I'm in the fan club.
No, I got him to sign a selfie of us at the Lincoln Memorial. No,
oh,
no, I was watching Lincoln the other day, the Daniel Day-Lewis film, and I just thought, oh, I wonder if Abraham Lincoln has any relatives. I don't know why. There was a scene because who plays his son? Ed Norton.
Okay, yeah.
Plays his son in one of his sons in the film. So I just naturally thought, I wonder if he has any descendants left. And he actually hasn't. The last known descendant of Abraham Lincoln died in, I think, the 70s, maybe. I could be wrong.
Do you think if there was any porn related to Lincoln, it'd be like the porn star be Abraham Lincoln?
Ooh,
that's
nice.
Quite a good name.
Yeah. Or just Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Just Lincoln, Lincoln Tings, bud. Abraham Lincoln Tings. Wait a minute, that's an idea.
Yeah,
Green screen, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the porn industry! As Abraham Lincoln Tings.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln Tings.
Good name, actually. If that's not trademarked,
yeah,
it should be.
100%. Abraham Lincoln Tings.
Lincoln Beckwith. Oh, the family line is believed to have been extinct since its last undisputed descendant, Robert Todd Lincoln Beckwith.
That was it.
He died on December 24th, Christmas Eve, sad, 1985, that without any it. Children.
I like the name Robert Todd. Bobby Todd.
Bobby Todd.
It's got a good ring to it.
Hmm.
Anyway, should we get into a rhythm?
Yeah, let's.
I'm the one that's kicking it off. I used to be the road, you the one that's licking it off. Always been a hard breeder, no, I've never been soft. Always been about money, but there's never enough. Never paid for boxes, I was ticking them off. Always. Now I'm selling that box office, kicking it off. Fans go home, say that I'm ripping it up. Sponsored by Ghost, my dons are sipping it up. When I'm smoking, you know that it's the top of the top. When I was younger, so pay as you go on top of the box. I said to my pops, time to for the family and not. Tell them I'm coming down and writing bars, I'm flipping the box. 16 years old, high top, no locks. Wasn't good at shotting, every time I flopped. Always. I can say, I had my bars on lock. So when I spray the DJ will
whether in a dance, jumping on stage, we made the DJ.
Sounds more heavy.
Get up.
Newman one time. Absolute fucking legend, man. Rest in peace. So glad I got to like become acquainted with the legend. So glad I got to tell him how I felt about his music, his influence on me. Massive, massive, massive loss to British music, Stormin. And that was Pull It featuring Merkston. Yeah, man. Fuck cancer, man.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. People's champ. You know what? Jokest guy as well.
So nice until the... just yeah, so nice, so funny. Yeah.
All round good guy.
Yeah.
And he never... there was never a day when he had cancer did he ever complain about it on to the people. It's, you know, true. What I mean, he fought right until the end.
Absolutely.
He was strong and
absolutely
rest in peace Stormin.
Yeah, man. Carried on doing fucking drum and bass raves. Do you know what I mean? My man, it's not like he was doing like acoustic music. Do you know what I mean? My man was doing drum and bass raves.
Yeah,
until the very end, man. Absolute champion. Shout out Stormin, rest in peace. Let's talk about... well, we got more stories in relation to
loads.
National Bun Day.
Yeah.
One of them is a farting passenger forces a plane to make an emergency landing. A fight broke out because the unnamed man couldn't stop passing gas. It was a flight from Dubai to Amsterdam, and it had to make an emergency landing in Vienna after a fight broke out because one of the passengers wouldn't stop breaking wind.
You can't, I mean, okay, you can't always stop yourself, can you? Like,
go for a poo, man. You're a big fucking, yeah. You're big age getting flights and shit. If you got, if you need a poo, go for a poo. You know what I mean?
Does it mean he needs to go for a poo? Yeah, he's just farting a lot.
Well, go in the toilet anyway.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Away from the seat, yeah.
Cool.
I don't want to be sniffing up your poo particles. And if you know they're stinking as well, and you're persistent letting them out on a flight, you'll catch these hands.
And Dubai to Amsterdam, that I'm pretty sure that's quite a long fucking
distance.
That's
8 hours or something.
Well, maybe just fancy the trip to Vienna.
You know them ones. He looked at the, you know, the little schedule that you get on the screen. You're like, Vienna. All right.
Or maybe his thoughts were just powering the plane. As soon as that guy put it on him and he stopped, it just had to land.
when he was doing his, you know, they do your meal requirements.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Just Brussels
that's
sprouts,
all I want.
Please.
Hold
vegan.
The chicken. Don't want that.
According to Fox News, the fart-induced fight happened on February 11th aboard Transavia Airlines flight, when two men sitting next to an apparently very flatulent man raised a stink about his repeated gas attacks. When the alleged perpetrator didn't stop, perpetrator, they should have said.
Yeah.
His disgusted seatmates reportedly complained to the airline crew, who apparently did nothing. I wouldn't go near him, to be fair. I'd be like, that's your fucking problem.
Yeah, but you know what? He's probably on the aisle seat and you're wedged up against the window and you're fully trapped.
I'd be
in
trying
the
to
fart.
Open that motherfucking window. Like, where's the fucking handle on this thing?
Wind down the window.
That would be me, honestly. Two women sitting in the same row as the angry men were also forced off the plane. All four people reportedly shared Dutch and Moroccan ancestry. Okay.
Okay.
Cheers for that.
Yeah, wicked. Cheers.
Yeah, it's nice, good to know.
Oh, right, okay, this is why that's relevant. But the two women claimed that they were simply sitting in the same row as the men involved with the incident. The women are now taking the Dutch budget airline to court. Oh, you're flying to court, are you? We had nothing to do with the whole disturbance. We distance ourselves from that. Do they sometimes think that all Moroccans cause problems? That's why we do not let it sit. We had no idea who those boys were. We just had the bad luck to be in the same row and we didn't do anything. None of the passengers kicked off the plane were arrested because they had not broken any Austrian laws. However, they have been banned from flying Transavia Airlines in the future.
Well, so in Austria, you can catch a bang if you keep farting, is what I'm saying. You could hold this one punch, yeah? You go.
It seems a bit... okay, I don't know what the guy... I presume he's eating something to make him like chronically fart like that.
Mm.
But... is it excessive to kick him off the plane, though?
Yeah. No, it's not excessive.
Yeah, because it is... what is it? It's like, you know, when someone has BO, and it's, you can actually do something about it because it's...
Yeah, true.
What's the word?
Well, it's a body odour. You just put deodorant on.
Yeah, but it's offensive. It's there is a word for it. And if, in an office, if someone does smell, you can tell them and they can lose their job.
Well, it's a sensory kind of... You don't want that smell.
Yeah.
But it's the same with... So the thing is, for me, that would make it non-excessive because... Actually, no, you... Well, I've kept him farts for like a whole fucking day.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Someone, if you fart regardless, that's going into the air. Someone's going to breathe it in. You wouldn't sneeze with your hands uncovered that many times. Mm. You know what I mean? And if you did, you'd expect to hold a bang.
So you don't think it was excessive, you mean?
No, I do think it was excessive.
To kick him off?
Oh, no, sorry. No. Right. I mean, them fighting him. I don't think it was excessive.
Oh, right.
But he's not going to be able to fight because he's got so much gas to let out. He's not going to be able to put up a good fight, is he?
Do you know? He could use it to like propel himself towards
it. Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Some street fights.
Could be a weapon.
Mm. He could be a skunk.
Well, yeah.
I feel a bit sorry for him in a way.
Why?
Because he didn't get on the flight game. I'm going to fart all the way to Vienna.
Free trip to Vienna. Don't feel sorry for him. You're not in Vienna right now.
That's true.
If I came in here, yeah, and just kept farting and just kept farting and just kept farting.
That's true.
You're telling me neither of you two would put it on, mate?
It'd be one fart with me, mate. I've got a very, 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 very short... I've got very little patience for farters. You get one chance. My Addison Lee driver yesterday farted and opened the window, and he thought I didn't smell it. I smelt that shit. It was disgusting.
Yo, I hate it when... Like you're in a taxi or something, or there's a few of you, and someone farts, and no one admits to it. It stings.
It could be you.
I hope everyone doesn't think that's me.
Honestly, it stuck so bad in this Addison Lee that I nearly hijacked the vehicle. I nearly kicked him out of his own whip and just nearly drove myself home. You don't deserve this car.
No, there's a thing about if you try to suppress it, but it comes out like open a silent fart, but the open fart
open
where you're just
farts.
If you just came in here and sat there just openly farting, I'd be like, can you just get out of the studio, please?
Yeah, for
but
real.
If you did a silent, like if you were trying to hold it in, but it came out, I wouldn't judge you.
Yeah, but if I kept doing it and you'd be like, look, you know that you have wind, either go for a poo like a big boy, you know what I mean, or get out of the studio full stop.
Mm. Mm. Think of a plane as well.
It's wrapped in a metal tube.
When they open the door on a aeroplane, imagine 12 hours or whatever of farts and breath and people sleeping, so all that sweaty smell and shit like that. As soon as those doors open on an aeroplane.
In Vienna. Vienna's like, I don't know, their carbon footprint or whatever, their
fancy
pollution
Vienna.
Levels must have gone up as soon as that plane
They're
opened.
Very clean country.
Mm. You probably taste it in the air. Like, I was walking down Caledonian Road today and someone had dropped a tub of full cream on the floor. And it obviously, somehow it had gone like putrid, it had rotted or whatever. And because of the wind, the wind was literally, I was thinking, what the fuck is that smell for about 20, 30 yards? And it was only when I got near it that I realised that the wind was carrying it.
Okay, so, but when you're going out with somebody, how at what point is it acceptable for you to fart around them or for them to fart around you?
No, never. From the get-go.
Never.
From the get-go.
You think it's acceptable to fart?
Yeah, from the start. You better
the first
get
date.
That in early. Do you know what I mean? Just so it's no surprise and no one's disgusted.
Your opinion literally changes like the wind.
No, it's a thing. What I'm saying is, do you know if it was just like, we were in my living room or whatever and we're just jamming and you farted, I'm not going to be like, you're a disgusting creature.
But you'd
get
it,
outside,
though.
You
but
go for a poo.
Though. You'd think it. You'd hate me for a second because I would hate you for a second if I smelled your fart. I would. That's just my natural. I would hate you for a second. I'd hate you for as long as I could smell your fart.
If I could smell your fart, then I'd be... But do you know if it's just like a passive gas, it didn't stink or whatever?
If I hear it, I'm holding my fucking breath.
Yeah, I'll put
and
my
then jacket. I'm hating you even more because you've made me have to hold my breath.
Also, you've thrown me off. This doesn't even make sense anymore.
It's just not fair to fart around people.
You're right, it's not. But if I'm in a relationship and I'm with this person, sleeping in bed next to him, you know what I mean? We're together all day, every day. You're going to have to fart. You know what I mean?
Nah.
If there's no opportunity for you to go out the room or whatever to... Yeah.
Not farting around my girl.
But maybe
not
in the night, maybe when you're
I'm not doing
asleep.
That to her.
I respect her too much.
You will have done
that's
it.
That's borderline domestic abuse.
No,
if I fart next to my guy, that's borderline domestic abuse.
No, but you would have done it during the night. I promise you, one would have come out when you were asleep.
Maybe, but then, you know, that's between my bum hole and whoever's, like, intruding in the yard at that time.
Do you hate
know what I mean?
Sneezing as well? If someone sneezes around you, because that's equally
I
germy.
Hate when people sneeze around me without covering their thing. I will tell a stranger, come on, bro.
Or ma'am.
Come on, mom.
Come on, mom.
Stop it with the sneeze. Isn't it that thing where you have to, if you can't have your eyes open when you sneeze, or she like break your neck or something? You heard
your
that?
Eyeballs would pop out.
That's it. And if you
the
have
power, you sneeze at like 100 mile an hour.
How many sneezes is it supposedly, but it gives you an orgasm as well? Have you ever heard that?
Really?
If you have like so many in a row, it's supposed to make you have an orgasm.
Yeah, like 37 okay. sneezes.
That's,
though,
that's just
it, or nine sneezes. If you sneeze like nine times, it's like an
who,
orgasm.
Who worked that?
No
I
one.
Don't know.
The same people who said, "Oh, anal sex makes you live longer." Sperm's good for a sore throat.
Yeah. It's people that are pushing their own agendas, isn't it? Their own tastes.
Ask Rebecca in a minute. Apparently, it's 10 sneezes equals orgasm.
Really?
So
someone had a sneezing fit and just nutted in their pants, and then they told everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's cheaper than watching porn, I suppose, if you want to just do a 10 sneeze.
Walk into a dusty room. If you're single, just run into a dusty room.
Just pepper.
Pepper in your eye. Pepper grind.
Just crush pepper and just
banging lines of pepper.
Yeah, just slapping tables full of pepper. Just making sure it all just is all around the room. It's like, yeah, fuck being in a relationship. Still get mine. And then you only come out with nine sneezes.
But the thing is, sneezing's pain and orgasms are pain. So both together.
You like sneezing?
Yeah.
All right, okay, if 10 sneezes is an orgasm, say if you do 10 sneezes while you're having an orgasm, what the fuck is that?
Oh my God, your testicles explode, or maybe they shoot back up inside you, I don't know.
Or maybe you find out the meaning of life. Because what is above an orgasm? Because an orgasm for me is such a... It's such an incomparable feeling. To anyone, there is nothing like an orgasm, right? Mm-hmm. So, if 10 sneezes equals an orgasm, if you're doing 10 sneezes while you're having an orgasm, you must find that the meaning of life.
You change over, like, you fuck up with time-space continuum, you end up in different dimensions.
You're gender fluid, all of a sudden you're just like, you're just a being, you're just, I don't know.
You're nothing.
You're nothing and everything at the same time.
With the person that you're having sex with, you trade, like, Freaky Friday, you trade, like, body, out-of-body experience into the other person.
Yeah.
And then you've got to do it again to trade it back.
Sex in dusty rooms from now on, boy.
Or your dick falls off, so you're really going to risk it.
Maybe you go too far into the good bits, and you just too far west is east.
You've completed your penis; you don't need it anymore. Do you know what I mean? Well, you unlocked it all.
God's like, give me my dick back.
Well, these are questions you can ask Rebecca as a singer. So let's go to a song, and then we'll go and have a chat with Rebecca about this.
Well excited about that.
Kiss, save it for you. Take my hand, run your fingers through my hair. Oh, I wish this was me and you. I didn't know, never showed you were into me, or even in between, low key. Oh, when you're alone on your own, so you're missing me. Crazy to see you coming my way. Don't be a lover. feel the way that I feel with you. Must be something in the way that you move. Stupid me, I like not knowing what you're up to. I ain't worried, baby, do what you do.
Get a riot so the kush bad. Yeah, yeah. Spend money until it look bad. And me not using it for look yard. Believe me, them style. Inna the street like white line. Louis V pa me foot, you know me pay a high price. Them I wonder if we do the miracle, then I cry. Tell them, a million in a me duffel, me a the boofy daddy. Me and some thick body, girl inna the Addison Lee. Burn a day for me belly, so me ever pray. And anyone me go, me say me have you with me.
I know one thing for certain. You better keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. Cause I tore the city in a Addison Lee. I never pulled up Dennis Curtin. I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. Keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. When you hear the bad line booming, you know that money had me riding brutal. Now they see me and say, boof daddy, boof daddy. Everywhere I go, they say, boof daddy, boof daddy. In the ends, I'm the boof daddy, boof daddy. You're done now, you're done now. Your man, they got no style. Go check my profile, my lifestyle is so vile. Girl on my mobile, girl from worldwide. Cash in a big pile, girl with a cute smile. It's been a long while. Man, I've been hustling, man, flip an onion. Girl with a nose ring, girl with a tongue ring. Big bum bum shaker, swear she was made for. A big money maker, everything paid for. They call me the wolf, tell you the truth. Dog, I just wolf, dog, I just attack and I spray. Big man from back in the day, man got free wives the African way. I know one thing for certain, you better keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. Cause I tore the city in a Addison Lee. And if I pull up, then it's curtain. I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. Keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. When you hear the bad line booming, you know that money had me riding brutal. Now they see me and say, boof daddy, boof daddy. Everywhere I go, they say, boof daddy, boof daddy. In the ends, I'm the boof daddy, boof daddy. You're done now, you're done now.
Tell them say we and the daddy, boof daddy. Oh yeah. Tycoon.
That's Buff Daddy by Jay Huss, the Dre Skull remix, in fact, featuring Popcorn.
Absolute legend.
Yeah, man, both of them.
Yeah,
big,
man.
Big boy tune. Jay Huss has had an exceptional year. Let's get into our only guest of the day, right on 502, you know what I mean? We do things properly around here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the great British sexpert and author of 101 Sex Tips, Rebecca Dankin, on the line. How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm fine. It's Dakin, actually.
Dakin. Sorry? Oh, is it Dakin?
It's Dakin, not Dankin.
Oh, Dakin.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honored. That's okay. I'm honoured to be your only guest.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say you wanted to be called Dankin, because Dank means something very, very...
Dankishan.
Yes, Dankishan. There's Dankishan, but then there's Dank, which is very potent marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
right. Yeah. I'm not up on the... I'm not down with the kids anymore on the marijuana...
Are you not? You've been focusing your efforts on being a sexpert rather than a weed spurt.
Yeah,
which doesn't
That's
have the
true.
Same ring to it.
Seedspurt.
Cesspurt.
There we go.
I'm not going to say what it sounds like.
Oh, you can say what you like. We're literally about to talk about anal sex, so I don't think there are very many boundaries right now.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I want to know how did you get into when did you realise you wanted to become an all-knowing authority on sex?
Well, I've been in the sex industry for over 20 years, mm-hmm. and I spent 10 years of that working as an escort, so had a lot of sex.
Yeah,
this was hands-on experience. I haven't been to college or university and got a sexpert medal. I've not just plucked out the air and decided I'm going to be a sexpert.
If you're on the front line,
it's just I am actually there.
Yeah,
hands-on experience.
Fair play.
Been there, done it. Got the t-shirt.
Fair play. And as an escort, so was it sort of high class dates and stuff that you were kind of going?
We got to travel the world, went all over the place, and specialised in offering the girlfriend experience, so people would hire me as a girlfriend for a few days away and things like that. So it was, quite an exciting experience. But, all that's behind me now, and I thought, what do I do next? What do I know about? Sex. So there we go.
So what I want to...
The Great British Sexpert was born.
So what I want to know about, specifically, is anal sex, because last week we...
You talked about it a lot.
It just kept propping up, and now I think that I'm going to have to either partake in anal sex, be it giving or receiving. As a straight man, it might have to be like pegging, I think. I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to
that. I was going to touch on pegging.
What's
with
pegging?
You guys, so you beat me to it.
No, can you tell me what it is, Rebecca? So, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's basically when a woman has a straight man has anal sex with a woman, and she's got a strap on, and she penetrates with the strap on. That's called pegging.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's not throw the word nice around when it comes to sticking things at my bum just yet, because I'll be the judge of that. What's the best way to introduce anal into, like, your everyday sex routine? Is it, like, maybe you start off in missionary and then just give them the wink and then go for it? Or, you know, do you have to lube up, or do you just take a run-up and jump in dry? I don't know. I've never... I'm a novice.
Don't, whatever you do, jump in dry. So are we talking now you're giving anal sex or you're receiving?
Either.
Yeah, let's start with the basics. Let's imagine Reese wants to give anal sex.
And I know my girlfriend's listening as well, so this can, she can take some notes.
So we should talk more about pegging as well for her.
yeah, exactly. I think, if you're gonna give, you've got to receive.
Exactly.
Fair's fair.
I don't mind
first
a finger,
all,
but...
Say, I've got to have to ask you, have you got a big willy? Think carefully if you want to have anal sex with your girlfriend.
Right, dimensions are important. Size matters.
I'm going to be honest, it's in proportion with my body, let's just say that.
Well, I can't see your body,
he's
so
tall.
I don't know what that means.
He's like 6 foot tall.
Six four. So you're saying you've got a long, thick penis?
Well, you said it. That means...
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're going to have anal sex, especially as a woman, and you're receiving it for the first time, this is where smaller willies and medium-sized willies are really, really good. Mm-hmm. If you have got a big willy, it can be really, really scary for a woman to have anal sex. Obviously, she has to be really, really turned on. Make sure you give her an orgasm first would be my advice, but definitely don't just pop it in without agreeing it beforehand.
It takes
a lot of build-up, so you want loads and loads of lube. It's not something you're not going to just decide, right, we're going to have anal sex and you're going to just shove it right in there and there, off you go. It's going to be something that you'll have to, especially if you are large, you're going to have to work up to it and have a lot of patience and just go very, very slowly. And it might be that you just get a millimetre at a time, and it's something you work at over a few months. It's not something that you just go in and go, okay, we've decided to have anal sex, here's the lube, stick it in.
Would you suggest Would you suggest maybe penciling measurements onto your penis before starting, so you know that you're going
away.
Exactly a millimetre at a time?
I want to know What are these orgasms you're on about giving? What are they? How do I get one of them? Where do I give them?
We worked it out. 10 sneezes.
Oh, yeah.
10 sneezes work.
Before anal sex?
10 what?
10 sneezes. 10 sneezes is basically, apparently, if you have a sneezing fit, 10 sneezes will equate to an orgasm. So before anal sex.
That's not true.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Okay,
true. Cool. I've sneezed quite a lot and I've never, it's never felt like an orgasm.
10 in a row, though, Rebecca.
I wish it would, though. I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Life would be so easy.
Yeah, you'd be wanting to have a cold all the time, wouldn't you? No, it's not quite like that, no. You give her an orgasm first. It's all about foreplay. So make her really, really relaxed. She's your girlfriend. You know what turns her on. So whether it's oral sex or whatever, or maybe you're a dabbed hand at nipple orgasms. I don't know. But give her an orgasm of sorts. And then she's going to be more loosened up and more relaxed and more willing to try something like that.
So let me get this straight. So what you do, you sneeze on them 10 times and then draw on your willy and then you're ready to go.
I think make some notes.
Well, I didn't mention the sneezes, did I? You asked your girlfriend that one, if she'd rather sneeze 10 times or have an orgasm, and let me know what she said.
I think even I know the answer to that one, well, Reese.
After you do it the first time, the second time or third time that you do it, does it become easier to receive the penis into your bottom?
Yes, it does become easier. However, you still have to put the foreplay in, the work in, it has to be loads of lube, and you have to be relaxed. There's no point, you know, if you can feel that she's clenching or she's uncomfortable and you're trying to push it in, it's going to bloody hurt.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to be relaxed. It's something that the woman has to be in complete control of and just not be afraid to sort of say, not feel obliged really, oh, I've agreed to do this now, so I'm going to have to just put up with it. But just to sort of, but just to be communicative about it and just say, you know, actually that's enough for now, or, you know, let's just try it a little bit, or that's a bit uncomfortable, and just to be, yeah, communicate about it, and just say for the guy, just to be mega, mega patient with her. As I say, it is something that if you've got a small willy, a medium willy, it's great for people beginning out with oral sex. But a bigger willies, a lot of the time, are not really the best thing for anal sex.
So my other thing is, this is a true story now, I actually went to buy lube recently, and I went into Co-op. Mm-hmm. Right, just to my local co-op to get a tub of lube, as you do.
Mm-hmm. A tub of lube? You tell you I've bought it before. Nobody buys a tub of lube.
Bucket of it. Now, when I said I was big, I meant fucking massive. So I went to buy. I went to buy a carton of lube.
Right,
the tube. Like a milk carton.
A tube of lube.
Tube of lube. There we go.
Yeah, tube.
All right. So anyway, and all of like, you know, your condoms, your lube and everything, they were behind a bag that someone that was full of rubbish. Some guy behind the counter had put a bag in front of it. So I've gone up to pay, or gone up to ask for the lube, and as I have, a queue has formed behind me, and everyone's really close to me. So I'm saying to the guy behind the behind the register, I'm saying, just behind that bag. He's going, no, mate, there's nothing in the bag. And I'm saying, no, like, behind the bag. Went, it's just a bag of rubbish. And I was like, no, behind the bag. He was like, there's nothing there, it's just condoms and stuff. And then he went, oh, is that what you wanted? To a whole queue of people. So I had to leave empty-handed. Yeah. What can you suggest? Where would you suggest getting lube is from? And how can you help me improve my confidence buying it?
Obviously, I was going to say, come and buy it directly from me, because I've got the best lube.
Do you? Where would you get it?
No, I don't make my own, but I do sell it, and I sell quite a lot over my social media, actually. So if people want to avoid the embarrassment, they can buy it directly from me.
However,
you shouldn't be embarrassed, you know. I go in there, so what? You're having some sex. Most people will, in the queue, will probably be jealous that you're getting it and they're not. So, you know, don't be embarrassed about it. But if you are, come directly to me, because I sell the best lubes, ID lube.
There you go, shout out the plug.
Where do we go? Yeah, tell us where to go.
And I could actually get some off you, because you're in Nottingham on the 2nd of March, aren't you? Giving a pro job masterclass teaching women
how to give them.
Oh, do you?
I'm a Nottingham gal.
I'm a Nottingham guy.
Oh, get your girlfriend to come to the class.
I don't think she'll be happy to say, there's a blowjob class on, you need that, come on.
You'd be surprised how many blokes get their girlfriends and wives
these
my classes.
Because
every time
they
talk. Come, they're like, has she got any more classes going? Get booked on them. Get booked on them.
Well, where can we find out some more information about where to buy the lube and about your masterclass? Give us your us your website and your socials.
So you can the greatbritishsexpert.co.uk, so you can buy lube directly from me there. I can also send samples out, but I'm all social media. I sell quite a lot through Snapchat, actually. So GB Sexpert on Twitter, Snapchat and Instagram. So if anybody, say, if they want samples of condoms and lubes, I can send them out. But I also sell them, and they're the best award-winning quality lube.
Award-winning, wow.
So there you go.
Who judges this competition? Get me involved.
Which competition?
The lube competition. Lube.
Yeah.
What the Trade Show Awards. Oh. They win the awards every year for the best lubrication.
What are the criteria?
It's got to be silky smooth. Mm-hmm. It's got to last. It's got to be, you know, not like gone are the days of the KY jelly.
Yeah.
It's got to be non-sticky.
A lot of flavoured?
Can be quite sticky. So it's got to be smooth, silky, and it's got to last.
Okay.
And what makes it better than good old-fashioned spit?
Good question. Good question. Because number one, lube, you've got an endless supply of it. You have not got an endless supply of spit. If you've been out drinking and you're going to have dry mouth, not nice.
Or bunnings. Dank.
So you can do so much more with lube anyway. So you've got like tit wanks. You can do bum cheek wanks. You can do
all sorts of exciting
tit wank, but with bum cheeks.
What?
A bum cheek wank. Get me involved on one of these. So, I'm learning stuff.
I want to know. So a bum wank is like when you just put your penis in between the bum cheeks.
Yeah, between the cheeks.
That sounds like a bit of me that does as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've got thigh sex, elbow sex, arm sex.
Your what?
Elbow sex.
Anywhere you can penetrate. Sticking a bit of lube down there. You can have some great fun. I feel like you're going to be penetrating every little crease now and every nook and cranny or every nook and fanny. But yes, the lube is like it's the number one thing. I teach it in my pro job class when I'm teaching women about blowjobs. It's the perfect blowjob is you have to have lube because you use it as well as your own spit.
Oh.
So the spit will elongate the lube, but it's all about keeping that the wetter the better.
Fair.
So for me, it's an essential part of kicks. Not a lot of people still don't use it because they think, oh well, I don't have a problem down there, or I'm not dry, so I don't need lube. There's so much fun to be had by lube. If you're not using lube, then you're missing out.
And it's if you've got loads of it, you could set it up in the garden and do that little
slip and slide.
Yeah, slip and slide.
Is that quote on the bottle of the lube?
What's the quote?
What you just said about if you're not using lube, you're not doing it right, or whatever it was.
The wetter, the better.
No, it's not.
The wetter, the better.
That should be a good. That'd
be
a good slogan.
The wetter, the better. It's not, but it would be a good slogan.
Get that on the bottle.
Yeah, it would be. We have like flavors like pina colada and bubblegum, so they're quite nice. You know, you can just put them over a little bit of ice and, you know, sip them as
That's quite nice.
Or have them as a shot.
Fair play.
Wow.
Lube shots.
A pina colada.
There you go. Also, another great one for anal sex, if you're doing anal sex or you're doing rimming, so the tog around the anus, then even if your partner's freshly clean but you're still a bit like, oh, I don't really want to go near it because it might smell a bit still, then you can put some flavoured lube down.
Okay. So
you can just imagine that you're sipping a cocktail when you're licking an anus.
From someone's ass.
Kind of similar.
Doing shots
kind
from the
similar.
Ass.
Well,
shots from the ass.
Does it always... Yeah. Is there a point where anal sex will not be painful? Or is it always hurt a little bit?
If you're relaxed, if you're 100% relaxed, then it will not be painful. The pain is because people... not on purpose, but they clench because it is a bit like, ooh. So, yeah, the more you get used to it and the more you relax, then the more you'll find it enjoyable. Obviously, for men, we haven't talked about pegging yet. I'm dying to talk about this.
Please.
Because I've broken in all of my boyfriends in that anal department.
Bull statement. Which part of Nottingham are you from?
So you can avoid it.
So I don't go around just like, you know,
pegging men.
Pegging random men.
It sounds like ball wall. It sounds like ball wall talk to me. That's all I'm saying.
No. I'm not ball wall. But no, what it is because the men have got the prostate glands up inside their ass, that's when that's stimulated and when that's massaged, they have a prostate orgasm, which is a very, very intense, amazing orgasm. So people who are avoiding any receiving any anal sex as a guy, they're massively missing out on what the best orgasm they can possibly have. But you've got to get your mind around it and just get, again, it's got to be relaxation. Some guys have this thing, oh no, it means that I'm gay. It means that, no, it doesn't mean you're gay if you like things up your ass. If it's a woman doing it, you're in a straight relationship, you are not a gay man. It's not about that. It can also be stimulated from the outside. So your perineum, that will externally stimulate your prostate and help with the orgasm. But your best bet is get straight on in there, hit the spot. So starting with a finger and then moving swiftly onto vibrators over time.
A little one, though. A little vibrator, would you say?
Like a bullet.
Yeah.
Well, you won't want to put a bullet up there because they can get a bit lost if you let go on them. They'll
what about those balls, Rebecca? You know, there's those love balls you can put up. Love egg. Oh, no, there's the balls, the string on the string.
The anal beads.
Bum beads, anal beads, yeah.
Yeah, you can use anal beads. But, yeah, vibrators. I always think with guys, if you bring out a big, like, vibrator that's for men, they're going to shit themselves. So what you do is you have your own vibrator, you know, use it on you and then sneak it in them afterwards, you see, and they're not suspecting it.
Okay, so
no, I'm only joking. Don't do that at home, people. But no, you can tease them in the outside area and then normally you get them begging for it and they want you to put
begging for a pegging.
Begging for a pegging, I love that.
It's the new one to cruising for a bruising. There's cruising for a bruising, begging for a pegging.
Please peg me, please.
So you say it's the first time you're going to do some pegging. You've done the pokey bum wank, right? fingers already gone up there. You're moving on to the next stage now. I've seen in certain videos online of prolapsed anuses. How do you avoid that if you're going to become a regular anal sexer?
How do you
avoid injury? Because in some of these videos I've seen, it can look like it goes a lot wrong. It can look like it can go wrong a lot. Sorry.
With anal sex, how often does it cause a prolapse?
I don't know. I've never done it, Natalie. I'm just quoting on videos I've seen from Pornhub.
Rebecca will know. She's the sexpert. Rebecca, how often does this happen with a prolapse?
That was my question.
that would be a question for the doctors. My advice would be that you use lots and lots of lube and you relax. So you don't penetrate unless somebody is relaxed. So those would be the things that would minimise any damage inside, because you've got to be careful because you can get anal tears and things like that. Also, so it's basically lots and lots of lube and complete relaxation. Take your time, go super, super slow. You would start with the finger and then you'd go, say, small vibrator, and then you could go big vibrator, and you would go. Pegging is actually quite difficult to do as well as a woman, because you've got this penis attached to you that's not attached to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So actually, it's a lot harder than it looks, pegging. So my advice would be, if you're starting out with it, just to try with vibrators. Obviously, make sure that you're disinfecting them, making them super, super clean.
You're saying it's hard back there for a woman having this whole new penis experience. You try getting it stuck up your bum for the first time and it's helping at the other end. I imagine that's just as hard.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. But I just think there's a lot of, sometimes you hear stories of guys like trying to pressurise their girlfriend for anal sex. And then when you sort of flip it and they go, well, will you let her give you anal sex? And they're like, oh, no. So I think you've got to be open to, you know, and I think it's good to know what it feels like if it's something that you want to do, because it might actually help you go a bit slower and be a bit more patient if you know what it feels like.
But you walk slower, you mean? After the first time, anyway.
Yeah. This is true.
All right, Rebecca, thank you very much for your expertise on anal sex. I feel very enlightened.
So do I.
Now, a little bit scared, but also very enlightened.
And go to Co-op and buy that lube, even if the man shouts out, buy the lube.
Even if you don't need it, bruv.
Or, but buy Rebecca's.
Don't go to Co-op and buy that lube. Buy it from me.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy Rebecca's pina colada flavour.
If you want to do that, like you say, you can visit Rebecca's Pro Job Masterclass. Pro Job Blowjob Masterclass. That's on the 2nd of March in Nottingham. So make sure you hit her up on the socials.
Once again, Rebecca, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Rebecca Deacon,
thanks,
everyone.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Fucking plan.
We ain't nothing to a soldier. Your mother.
come to the party to get my groove on. Man trying to talk out until they move on. I had to tell the DJ to put the tune on. Come to the party just to get my boogie on. Vibes, man, I had to get my zombie on. Man trying to talk out to put my hoodie on. Cause man trying to talk in my ear, I had to tell the man, move from near me. Don't care if you go gym like Kerry. Don't care if your facial hair's hairy. Don't get leery, you're not scary. One too many, now you wanna get near me. Think you got the bottle, but you might get a bottle with a bottle that's near me. Make man see blurry, I see clearly. Man, I'm trying to get the cheese, no dairy. Man, I'm trying to clean up, no fairy.
Even when you're rolling and you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. You're the one to come and get it slightly colder. For you, for you, for you, for you. Even when you're rolling, when you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. You're the one to come and get it slightly colder. For you, for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't even proper mates. I'm not in through what's his face. I couldn't have one of my boys acting like that. Look at him, he's a proper state.
Can't handle it.
Rolling round the club, totally out. You're not from the amount of drinks and the amount of drugs. Yeah, you want more, what for? You totally had enough.
Oi, mate, you're plastered.
Cause you're bouncing off the walls, bumping into things. I ain't here to babysit, but he looks like he needs it. Give his mum a ring.
Oi, fought him, man.
Had too many doubles, I can't be out of ya. Get in the cab before you get in the jam and someone makes an example out of ya.
Even when you're rolling and you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. Feel the weather coming, getting slightly colder. For you, for you, for you, for you. Even when you're rolling, when you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. Feel the winter coming, getting slightly colder.
Yo, oh my
for
god.
For you, for you, for you.
Check. 1 minute he's gone, 1 minute he's live. Then after a couple drinks, he's a different guy. Telling me his whole life, and I don't know why. Said he's got peas, and I know it's a lie. Said he's got monk, and I know it's ties. He said he could draw that girl, so I told him try.
Go on then.
Then man, I move way too fast. On my arm, bumped his glass, spilled his drink on me, what the fuck?
Even when you're rolling and you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. Feel the winter coming, getting slightly colder. For you, for you, for you, for you. Even when you're rolling, when you're stone cold sober, acting like you're drunk and like you're 10 years older. Feel the winter coming, getting slightly colder. For you, for you, for you, for you.
That's Stone Cold Sober featuring Example, Bruiser, DEE and Da Vinci by the legend Jammer.
And before that, it was Durant Jones and the Indications with his new song Smile, their new song. And yeah. I just discovered him, but he's amazing. American singer coming into the UK in May.
Okay.
Really good.
Very cool. Is he playing live or is he doing sort of press and stuff?
Well, I think he's doing press coming up to do some gigs as well.
Do you know where he's playing yet?
No, but I will find out.
I'm going to hazard a guess at the Jazz Cafe. Don't know why.
Yeah, could be.
That's my guess.
I will check that out and
thank
see.
You very much. Get us on that guest list.
Yeah, it's good. It reminds me a bit, you know, I'm loving my Curtis Harding. You know, yeah. Like, sort of in that sort of style, but I'm very into that at the moment.
Yes, there's some very good music coming out at the moment, and we're pretty much playing all of
all
it.
Of
so
it, yes.
Listen to Fubar and don't listen to anyone else, because everyone else is playing shit music. Let's talk about Argentina's sexiest weather girl,
please,
insuring her famous bum for a whopping £72,000 to protect it from all risks. I think I know exactly who this woman is as
do
well.
Do you? What, have you met her?
You've
seen the bum?
Videos of her, I'm pretty sure, have gone viral before.
Really?
Yes.
Well, so I don't know how many weather girls they have in Argentina, but she's Argentina's sexiest, well, rather than the sexiest weather girl, she's Argentina's sexiest weather girl.
Ooh, Jesus.
Big honour.
Big market for sexy weather girls in Argentina.
Yeah.
Her name's Sol Perez, and she's 24 years old. She's going to receive a huge payout should anything happen to her most prized asset.
What would happen to an asset?
Maybe if it got burnt.
Oh, yeah.
Or if...
bruised.
Yeah, just any damage.
Yeah, that's
any
true.
Any damage
okay.
at all.
Okay, all right.
A weather girl, dubbed Argentina's sexiest, has insured her famous bum to protect it from all risks. Sol Perez insured her taut derriere for £72,000 after finding a company who was willing to offer a suitable settlement for her most prized asset. The 24-year-old is a huge Latin American media star and is considered the sexiest weather girl in her home country of Argentina. The blonde bombshell appears on TYC Sports Channel and has millions of social media followers. Doubt it's anything to do with her predictions.
Well, she's not getting her bum out on the weather, is she?
She's not, but she's obviously very curvy and, you know.
Oh, okay.
men just want to leer at her.
Even under wraps, not.
Yeah. And who knows what she's like on Instagram? She might just be embracing it and being like, well, here's me in a bikini. She doesn't live in Argentina, after all.
It's hot there, isn't it?
Exactly. It's definitely bikini weather. Mm. She may even do the forecast in the bikini.
You don't know. You don't know.
Who knows? We've had some interesting weather, man. Do you remember that guy on Good Morning that used to jump across the maps?
Oh, yes, him, yeah.
Yeah. Why did you say that? Oh,
because he's, he's not. He's he won't be jumping on weather anymore after what he's done and been convicted of.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, he did used to do that. And then I do remember on This Morning when there was a streaker on it who ran onto it, onto the weather whilst he was doing it. And it was in Liverpool at that time. So it was not very nice weather either. And he's just on the on the lock or whatever it is there. That was what they have in
Liverpool. by the docks, right?
The docks. Yeah. It's cold and he's just running around a weather map. Yeah. Crazy, yeah.
Perez's saucy snaps often receive hundreds of thousands of likes and comments, while her weather forecasts are said to be so popular that they make men late for work.
Wow. Why are they late? What are they doing?
So I want to say, that's true.
Just staring at them.
The models parked behind usually take centre stage in all images. Therefore, Perez has decided to insure it against all risks. The star will receive a hefty payout should anything happen to it. Perez recently confessed that she has gained over 10 kilograms of body weight thanks to her intense fitness regime.
Mm.
I'm all for the body positivity and the love, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fair play to her, you know?
No, that's fine.
You love your body, and everyone else loves it.
It's body confidence, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And she's got confidence. That's a lot of money to insure a bum.
Tina Turner insured her legs for $1 million.
Did she?
I'm pretty sure she did.
Did somebody, or was it a piano player? I don't know. Some did their hands.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Definitely been insurance on for hands.
Of course.
As well.
That's your moneymaker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To do that.
I'm insuring my kneecaps because at the end of the day, that's where all the dancing comes from, you know? It all comes from
the
knees.
How much do you want for your kneecap?
15 bags each. You know, I'm not asking too much. 30 grand in total. I think that's about how much I'd lose, maybe. That's how much I'd need from the amount of money that I earn just from dancing. You know?
Yeah. So you don't want to lose that. That's just on the weekend, isn't it?
Exactly.
30 grand on a weekend for a bit of dancing.
Do you know what I mean? Reese, what part of your body would you insure? Your ears, of course.
And for how much?
Ears.
Yeah. How much?
We found it, sorry. How much?
Yeah, how much would you insure your ears for?
What? They're not worth anything. No, these, I'd say three times the amount that anyone else would insure theirs for. I'd say probably three times the size of a normal human ear.
Okay,
so how much? And it's hard to value ears. Because it's not all about it's not about the aesthetics most of the time.
It's about the function.
Yeah. So how do you value? Do you value it on what they look like or on how well they work? Because mine are pretty fucking fantastic.
Yours are prominent, and so you could value yours much higher than, say, mine. Because mine only have... In fact...
You only have one working
exactly, one. Exactly. One doesn't even fucking work. So I'd actually be committing fraud if I insured both my ears.
They have to. What kind of testing do they do to the ears or to her bum to go like, let me see how much it's worth? Was it worth 72
grand? That's a good
grand?
Point.
Like,
yeah.
What are the rich like tests?
Well,
they
reckon. I reckon she probably came up with this is how much I'd want, and then they were like, okay, these are your premiums then.
Mm. These are the options. Yeah. So okay, but then at some point, I think I'd be tempted to go. I could do with 72 grand. Let me just cash that in. And
let me just burn my ass.
To my bum.
Let me just sit on the iron real quick.
Yeah.
My dad once sat on a milk bottle, so that we know that can be done.
A glass
easily.
One?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I sat on the doorstep and the bottle was there and you didn't see. You just sat down.
Jeez.
So we know that can be done.
Yeah.
And...
You can damage your ass.
Oh, no.
It's easy to damage your
ass. Sat on a milk bottle again.
What did he have to
do? Vicar sat on a potato by accident.
Yeah, and it fell backwards. Yeah. It went straight up his bum. I should have asked Rebecca if that's possible.
72 bags.
Well, the man of the cloth said it is, so...
Yeah, so it has to be. But when your dad did that, did he need a lot of stitches? Did he have a lot of glass shards in his bum?
It was before I was born.
Probably stitched himself up. No, your dad.
Yeah. He just left it. He just bled out.
Punched up the milkman. Blamed him.
For anyone who doesn't know, my dad is a caveman in a pair of shorts.
Never wears socks.
His dad is Wreck-It Ralph, basically.
Yeah, my dad, his feet are like breeze blocks and his hands are like mallets.
He doesn't wear a coat, does he, either?
No, he never wears a coat. In fact, when he went to the I went back to Nottingham for my mum's birthday the other weekend, and my dad went to the post office and he came back. He was like, that lanky bastard in the post office told me I'm not having my coat on. I'm 53. I don't want to wear a coat. I won't. I'm like, Gaz, it's -5 and it's snowing.
Okay, no.
Yeah, your dad is a bit of a G.
Well, you said that how you once wore a coat in like 1984, and the people where you went to always like take the piss out of him for that time that he wore.
Yeah, your mum doesn't let him live.
It was 1994, and he put a coat on because he was cold, and people still wind him up about it.
That's brilliant.
Bless him.
Well, we could get onto another story.
Let's go into a song, then we'll come back and we'll do another story.
Okay, cool, it's basically the theme today is all things posterior. So we're talking a lot about bums, and we've had a sexpert come in and tell us about anal sex and pegging. We've had various other stories about bums. We're going to have another one on the other side of this.
Been religious. Instead, my mama showered me in kisses. 13 with a big dream. Daddy said I could be anything. So I looked to the stars. Found an acoustic guitar. Started learning, wrote a couple songs. And people heard them, now they sang along. My friends used to say, I bet you can't wait for the fame. Everyone's gonna know your face, man. Let me talk specifically. Don't mean shit to me. I wanna keep bits of me to myself. I don't need your publicity all up in my business. That right there is a sickness. Keep it to yourselves. Fall out of the sky. I've got stars in my eyes. I've had stars in my eyes for many years. Wow, I was showed how I was grown into the woman that I am now. Think of me as a blank sheet of paper. My life is mine. I am the creator. You don't own me. You're not my commentator. Oh, child. See, I once had an idol. I got her voice on a vinyl. And then she turned suicidal. Well, you see, this business is all about survival of the fittest. If you don't go viral, you should quit it. I am the revival of the unfinished. You're my witness. Distorted. I just pray I wake up in the morning. Shit ain't promised at all when we know this. But calling it quits is not in my calling. No. I don't need a penny to complete me, no. He should know. Let all of my elders and my teachers know. She is gold. Wonder has this always been my thesis? Oh, T would know. What is this life that I lead? This is the life of a G. Can I enlighten you, please? I don't ever feel to be like what they're all trying to be. You don't even know. I am the one you were dying to meet. What are you finding beneath? Lies dressed as honesty. Honesty, you should follow me. Down a rabbit hole, I go, I know. Change is scary. We call this life. So what? Move on. I'll always give you the realness. It's tough love. We rise above heights we always dream of.
Life on the edge won't topple. Like when I'm on a bike full throttle. Stepped in the dance, cup bottles. Miss from the end is the kid's role model. New whip soon line looking like a special shuttle. Black on black, yeah, I call that subtle. My dogs, them are bought no muzzle. Beef gets old real quick, but it's long like puzzles. I just wanna watch money double. I'm getting hot like Nelly. Legend in the game, Machiavelli. Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. I'm
hot like Nelly. Legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. Just give me health, health and wealth. Fear no one but God himself. Got P for my EP and it weren't selling on the shelf. I remember hustling for Ralph. These days I hustle for a house. Stepped in the dark, shut down, bounce. Came through stinking an ounce. Yeah, I came through stinking an ounce. I'm getting hot like Nelly. Legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. I'm hot like Nelly, legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. Game change like weather. Yeah, I change, but I change for the better. Diamond in the dirt, yeah, you know that I'm treasure. I'm far gone, then boy, can't measure. Having no dough brings pressure. When you get dough, don't go broke, yeah, that's clever. Sick made on my chain, on my sweater. Yeah, the game got changed with pleasure. Just give me health, health and wealth. Just give me health and just give me health, health and wealth. Just give me health. I'm getting hot like Nelly. Legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. I'm hot like Nelly, legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated nigga, never miss a penny. Sick man.
By Mist, who's also having an incredible year.
We're back. It's your boy DJ Tinsel Tits,
aka Evan Davis.
You should explain.
You should. Okay. Context.
It makes no sense at all otherwise.
So last night, if I don't know if I've mentioned it yet.
What did you do last night?
I haven't told you.
He was on the telly.
I was on telly, wasn't I? On BBC with Paxman.
Okay. I wasn't.
I'm joking. I was on Newsnight with Evan Davis. And I knew I'd heard of the name, but I couldn't put a picture to it. Yeah. So before I went on, I Googled him. He came up and lo and behold, it was who I thought it was, the guy
Double
who
D.
lives below Deborah Meaden.
Dragon's dead.
Anyway, so then I read like an interview with him and, you know, it was like his interest, he's into like leather and going to leather bars and that's kind of like his hobby and his interests. And then it was like, do you have any nicknames? And he said, yeah, my nickname's Tinsel Tits because of the amount of piercings I've got in my nipples.
That's brilliant. How many has he got?
I don't know. Do you know when you see him? I don't know. He didn't show me. We're doing a section about sexual harassment. I think if he'd have whipped him out.
I don't think it's the right time to ask, can I see your nipple either?
Yeah,
it's not going to go.
News night, off 11.
Yeah, well, it's night. it's got night in the title.
Yeah, true. And one. So people swear on News Night.
Do they?
It's after curfew.
It's post watershed, isn't it?
Curfew.
Post Natalie's curfew. See, she's giving us little clues into the type of lifestyle she leads. Yeah, I'm in by then. It's past curfew. I mean,
it was like, I mentioned Evan Davis. She went, oh yeah, loves leather bars.
Natalie. I've always suspected Natalie a little bit. You know, I think Natalie's a low key thug. Well, let's talk about more bum.
Let's go from tits to bums.
Exactly.
While we're talking about getting a nipple out, let's move to strippers in China.
China vows to crack down, nice pun, on funeral strippers. Okay, no, it's not a pun because it's nothing to do with asses. Shit.
Crack down on funeral. Is there a big funeral stripper problem? And it sounds like they weren't hired. They can turn off.
There's been a spate of funeral strippings. So
we need to crack down.
You're going to need ID to be a stripper from now on. Some hire them to boost numbers as high attendance. Some hire them to boost numbers as high attendance is seen as a way of honouring the deceased. China has launched a fresh crackdown on funeral strippers.
There was an old crackdown.
the great crackdown of 1980.
It didn't work. Like the war on drugs.
Jay-Z came out and just told it like he was. China is actually just losing the war on strippers. Do you know? Oh yeah. And by the way, America's losing the war on drugs.
Yeah.
The Ministry of Culture said it would target obscene, pornographic and vulgar performances at funerals and weddings. It followed reports in the state-run Global Times newspaper about roaring crowds applauding and cursing as women performed at funerals.
Is the Ministry of Culture a thing that we have here?
We do have a culture minister, Ministry of Culture and Sport.
Is it Sport and Culture?
Yeah.
I think we have one that does too.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Should be two different jobs.
Yeah, sport and culture.
Isn't there sport culture?
Yeah, there is, but there's also different types of culture.
Mm. Yeah, but that's like...
There should be a Ministry of Sport and Ministry of Culture.
And do you know what? The way that people are abusing culture today...
Do you know what I mean? For the culture this, for the culture that. Do you know what I mean? Even the ministers are probably using that phrase.
The minister's too busy wrapped up in sports at the moment. Do you know what I mean? It's popping off boxing, football. It's all very busy over that side.
That's why they keep taking money.
The Olympics is on.
Yeah, but they keep taking money out of the arts, don't they? Out of the film industry and putting it into other things. So maybe they're more interested in sport than they are culture.
Embezzling. The tabloid claimed that they sauntered into the crowd and rubbed men's crotches while occasionally reminding them not to take pictures.
Wait, the tabloid did that? Well, they've been through the tabloid for rubbing men's crotches. The tabloid claimed that they did.
Yeah, for real. Who's the they? The they sounds a lot like the tabloid reporters did this themselves.
Why occasionally remind them? You can take a picture. No, occasionally reminds them. Not you.
You don't take good pictures.
Hacking phones and rubbing crotches.
Maybe it was the other photographer from earlier. It wasn't even looking at them. He's taking pictures the wrong way. They're out of focus.
You don't get to take pictures. I know about you. I know about you, Mr. Wedding Photographer.
That's why he's folded his wedding business. He's doing Chinese funerals now.
The culture ministry set up hotlines.
How bad? It's an epidemic.
It's true.
Wow.
To offer monetary rewards for those who report funeral misdeeds in 19 cities in Henan, Anhui, Jiangsu, and Hebei provinces.
Smashing pronunciation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
Thank you
good.
Very much. Some rural communities in China believe hiring performers can increase attendance at funerals. Which I've already said is seen as a way of honouring the deceased.
Mm. Those rural people are like that, though. Do you know what I mean? Warped views on stuff. Yeah.
In a bid to show off their disposable income and boost numbers, some households pay out more than their annual incomes for strippers, but also actors, singers and comedians, the Global Times reported.
Wow. How can they... So they're in debt to pay off strippers? Because if you're spending more than your annual income, how are you paying rent?
Yeah, listen, jeez. I'll be honest with you. I know a few men who was probably spending more than their annual income on strippers.
But how do you eat? How do you travel anywhere? How do you pay rent on your house if you're spending more than your income just on strippers?
And this is household. This isn't a person. This is a... So the kids ain't eating because granddad had to have a topless...
A lap dance.
Yeah, yeah. His corpse, he got a little lap... He got a little posthumous fucking lap dance. So now the kids can't have fucking dinner for a year.
So you don't want Pops to have a little lap dance so you can have some beans on toast? Is this what you're saying? Selfish. Michael Payne, selfish.
Beijing first banned funeral strippers in 2015 after two cases where exotic dancers staged obscene performances. At the funeral in Hebei province, two strippers... wearing revealing clothes, danced on a stage at a public square in our village at night, an eyewitness said at the time. Authorities also arrested six exotic dancers at the funeral of an elderly resident in Handan.
Oh my God, I've just come up with the best job ever.
What's that?
Bounty hunter for strippers. So you get to go watch strippers, and when you've done, instead of paying, get them arrested, you get paid.
Just for funeral strippers.
Yeah.
So you go around, find strippers, watch the whole performance, have the time of your life.
You've got to prove they're
a stripper. As soon as you've gone to give them a tip, nick them, you get the bounty.
Bring them in,
so you get paid to watch strip shows.
That's a good job.
But then you'd have to be undercover as well, so you might have to, they will give you a little kitty as well to give tips. Do you know what I mean? You get an expense account as well.
Unless you go fully undercover and pose as a corpse. I don't know.
Or a stripper. And then you blow your cover. And you're naked. You're coming with me.
But then if you're going undercover as a corpse to catch strippers, when they say you're a stiff,
it's... All sense,
Five people were detained in Jiangsu in 2006 for obscene performances following striptease acts at a farmer's funeral where 200 people were said to have attended. That popular, eh?
So a lot. He didn't need the extra strippers. Yes, the attendance was good.
The attendance was bloody good. One expert quoted in the Global Times report partly attributed the practice to fertility worship. So what's the fertility worship? That's why people are wanking in the sea in Korea.
Yeah, that's true. And getting drowned on a rock.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
What's fertility? Always got to appease the fertility
funeral,
gods.
I mean, I don't know. Everyone's
yeah.
So
how
upset.
Fertile can you be when you're dead?
Well, maybe you're so upset with grief that you have to have grief sex, and therefore it's a very fertile breeding ground. The funeral. Yeah. I don't know.
Grief sex.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Wow.
So this expert is quoted as having said, "In some local cultures, dancing with erotic elements can be used to convey the deceased wishes." The deceased's wishes of being blessed with many children.
It's too late, they're dead. They can't be blessed with children when they're dead.
Mm. This is what Huang Jianjing University professor said. Okay. I just wanted to show off that I can
yeah,
pronounce
no, that's
that.
Good.
I don't take the performances as trash of traditional rural culture. It has an inheritance of local civilization, he said. Rather than simply decrying them, it is more important for the authorities to provide the rural people with finer cultural products.
I just want to point out, do you know what
gentrify
you
them.
Yeah.
He wants gentrification.
But when you said Huang Jianjing and said that you were showing off pronouncing it.
Did I get it wrong?
No, I'm just thinking how many Chinese people are listening just going, that's like saying John Smith, mate. You know what I mean? Well, you're not doing anything special.
True.
I don't know whether over here. Because there obviously is a market for this in China, because there's funerals go like five people arrested in 2006, other people were arrested another year. Mm. There's obviously a lot of funeral strippers in China. I don't know whether that will catch on over here. I mean, you know, funerals aren't great for anybody, but will it liven it up?
Well, like, Irish wakes are usually very, very kind of upbeat, aren't
they?
Yeah,
it'd be quite raucous, yeah.
I can imagine a stripper at, like, an Irish wake, for instance. I'd maybe want to... If they wanted to get me a stripper at my funeral, then have at it, you know?
Sure. I mean, is there a market for male strippers as well? Do you think?
I think so.
It doesn't have to be just women, does it?
No, I could see it definitely happen at, like, maybe a Jamaican funeral. Because, you know, after a Jamaican wake, they all have, like, a proper little turn up.
Yeah,
know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And really celebrate the dead.
Yeah. Mm.
Nothing says celebration like a couple of strippers.
Yeah, exactly. Celebrating so much, you've got to take your clothes off. You know what I mean? All these clothes are just weighing down. I can't set. I'm being impeded from celebrating by all these clothes.
They're doing it during the ceremony. They're being told they're coming down the aisle during the funeral, actually itself, and then going up to people, grinding all over them, saying, "Don't take a photo. Show some respect to the deceased." Whilst you're putting a stripper in front of you, it sounds amazing.
Well, what if like no one else agrees, and one guy at the back's got one, and he's just getting a little lap dance.
Shh.
Oh, invited Uncle Reese again.
They always turn up with a lot of bills then, just so they have to. I guess you have to. If you get a strip, do you have to put some money in the.
Well, no, because if you have to.
This is bullshit, because in America they have $1 bills, which are like 75. Mm. It's like us throwing 75p coins at strippers.
Well, in a lot of East End strip bars, they come around with a pint glass and you put a pound in, which is the same thing as tipping.
Not as sexy though, is it? Like one big grunting bloke called Steve sweating with a pint glass collecting tips.
No, it's one of the dancers.
Oh, okay.
So I heard from a friend.
Well, she comes around after the dance.
No, she comes around during the dance, and you have to put a pound in every time she comes around.
Or you have to close your eyes.
Or you have to give her your annual income in one go.
I just come in with a guide dog. I'm like, joke's on you.
I'm just here for the vibe.
Yeah, I'm here for the music. Actually, I hear you play lots of Little Yachty in here.
The do I've heard.
Wow, that is the end of the show today.
Oh my god, it is.
Shit.
What's up? Yeah.
It's
up
been
next,
a
Nat?
Banger today.
Yeah.
It's Callum at Swiggan.
Yeah. Who's his guest, Nat?
His guest. He's got a guest. They've got to go.
See you next week.
Don't call me in the morning, bitch, you stepping all night. If you call me in the morning, good.
so I don't hear my phone ring. Yeah, I'm a boss like Hugo. I told you, fam, you know. Seriously, this ain't a joke thing. Silent mode, so I don't hear my phone ring. Yeah, I'm a boss like Hugo. I told you, fam. Don't call me in the moon, yeah? I told you from time. Don't call me in the moon. Don't call me in the morning. Big two stepping on.